she may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks.
Okay, I do want to ask you guys. I'm a big fan of your music. I love the album. We play a lot of it at our radio station, but I can't understand a goddamn thing Joe says. I don't understand a damn word. Do you know any? Can you make out everything that he says in songs?
Until we had the album, like, lyrics printed in the album sleeve, I didn't know most of the lyrics.
Are you serious, though?
I never really bothered by it. It was kind of like, you know, that's not my role in the band, so it doesn't really concern me that much. So it was never something I was worried about or paid attention to. And then I read them, I was like, oh, this is pretty good.
Did you read it through and you're like, oh, that's what he says right there?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I probably had the same response as anyone else listening to OJ. Just like, what's he saying? Oh, right. Yeah.
Does he intentionally do that? Is that just the way he sings? Like, does he intentionally make it really hard to understand?
I wish he spoke like that too, but he doesn't. Yeah. He speaks like us. Right. He speaks like in a fairly normal way. And it's only when he sings that he turns into this.
Let's dance late.
Do you, in fact, know what all of these, like, Shakespearean coined words mean? Like breeze blocks or Fitz pleasure or tessellate? Like, okay, well, they all have meaning.
Okay, well, some of them are real words, some of them are pretend words. Tessellate is... We don't know why this isn't in most people's vocabulary, and I think it was just something that happened in our school national curriculum at the time we were at primary school, which is like the first school you go to when you're really young. And we were taught tessellation in maths about how you can tessellate shapes together to make sort of a pattern. So that was just like in really basic maths curriculum.
But you're finding a lot of people don't know what it is.
Like, it was only there for like the years we were at school, and then they were like, before they were like, no, they don't need to know it. And then afterwards they were like, nah, they don't actually need to know that. They taught us it for some reason. Fitz pleasure, what's that about? Remember what that's about, Tom?
Fitz pleasure is...
I love, by the way, that Alt-J is having trouble describing their own song, but go ahead.
The track is based on a book, or a chapter in a book, and that particular chapter is very intensely graphic, and...
Well, the video, and that would coincide with the video of really weird stuff and weird people doing odd things.
Because the lyric is, in your snatch fits pleasure, right. Broom-shaped pleasure.
In your snatch fits pleasure, a broom-shaped pleasure.
So Joe wanted to just call the track Fits Pleasure.
Again, guys, congrats on the success. We're big supporters at the radio station. We have a pretty cool beachside studio in Laguna Beach, so next time you're around, yeah, we'll get you down here next time you're around. But thanks. We're with Gwil and Tom backstage at the Observatory in Santa Ana. Alt-J takes the stage tonight, and we look forward to seeing them. Thanks, guys.